Kate got me this for my birthday a couple years ago, this 32-inch monitor. And sometimes it's just too big. Sometimes I get lost in it.
That's what she says.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host, Walker Kelly, and the birthday boy, Mike Valverde. Mike, for your birthday, I got you the best Thursday night football in recent memory. I left it at home, though. I forgot it.
Might as well forget it. I don't think I'd want it. No offense. that game was butt ugly.
Okay. That was a Kella Witherspoon. Okay. There was a Witherspoon on the Rams. I was like, is that a Kella Witherspoon? Anyways.
Yes, it is.
Walker, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Okay. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I got IVIG treatment tomorrow, but other than that, I'll be good. I'm still recuperating from having dentistry work done yesterday, but yeah, it's all good outside of that.
It's all good. So I'm going to make a promise to all of our Patreon listeners. Mm-hmm. Mike, I don't know if you listened to Wednesday's episode.
I did about halfway through.
Okay. I promise we'll be more on topic than on Wednesday.
I can't promise that.
Walker makes no promises. No, Mike's back. Dad's back, so we got to pay attention.
Yeah, you kids, you better knock it off.
So we can't go off onto BS tangents. Also, we have a full 16-game slate to go over this week. My sister just texted me, let me know when you have 4.5 minutes to watch a ridiculous video. All right, so we're going to spend the next 4.5 minutes watching this video, as I promised to be more on task.
time.
Let's talk Thursday Night Football, shall we? Rams, Niners. Did you have somebody in this game that wasn't named Puka Nacua or Isaac Garendo or George Kittle? Congratulations, you are now bounced from the fantasy playoffs. Thank you for playing.
I mean, Garendo wasn't very good either, was he?
Garendo had, he wasn't bad. He had like 11 PPR points.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he didn't shit to bed like Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, nothing. Zero. Nothing.
Let's see, Rick, you weren't playing Ricky Pearsall. Debo Samuel, 3 for 16 and 2 for 3 on the ground. Disgusting.
Really good Brock Purdy game.
142 really passing yards and a pick.
Really good Matthew Stafford game.
160 yards and should have been 2 picks.
Kyron Williams was okay.
Yeah.
He got 8 million carries.
Mm-hmm. And that was it.
Yep.
Puka Nacua, not human. That catch that he caught over the middle and got absolutely blasted. Insane.
Yeah, he's just fantastic. I mean, if he's even remotely healthy, he's a top half a dozen receiver in the league, I would say.
I would say he is the opposite of Quentin Johnston. He plays like he's Quentin Johnston sized.
Yeah. I mean, he isn't small, to be fair.
No, he's not a small guy, but...
Yeah, he's not like an Adonis out there.
Yeah, so if you played somebody high value in this game, chances are you're playing for next year. So let me ask you both this. Where does Puka Nacua go next year in drafts? Is he a second round pick or a first round pick?
Probably
that's
first
a
round.
Good question. Yeah, I would say he's 11 or 12, something like that.
11 or 12.
I'm pretty similar to what he was this year, I would imagine. Like, I think he'll be behind, in terms of receivers, he'll be behind Chase, Jefferson, Lamb. Maybe Nico Collins, and that would probably be it.
Okay, I think...
I mean, St. Brown's right there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a top six receiver, I would say. And I don't think there's six running backs that'll go ahead of him. So, yeah, I think he's a first-round pick.
Yeah, he's just been on a ridiculous heater. You want to hear some insane bullshit? Last week, 42 PPR points. Wide receiver 2 on the week.
Was that Jerry Jeudy?
No, that wasn't Jerry Jeudy. That was Jordan Addison. 3 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. 3 touchdowns.
So Insane that 42 points last week, wide receiver two. But yeah, I mean, Niner season is over. It was hanging on by a thread before this game to begin with. Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. You know, they're playing out the string, and I mean, I don't know. If you had a player in this game, it kind of feels like your season's more or less over, unless it was, you know, one of a couple guys. But if you start either of these quarterbacks, it's your toast.
I don't know. You're definitely done. I don't know about Tony. I think you guys are overstating. You can get away with one bad, really bad game.
From a quarterback? 5 points from your quarterback?
I mean, that's only like, you just need one really big game out of one of your other players and you're right back to normal.
You just need to have Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, you just need to have a stud. I mean, you're in the playoffs. You probably got a stud.
Yeah, that's true. If not, I know where you can, where they can help you. Go down to Home Depot, get yourself a stud finder.
That's right.
And then you'll be all set.
This podcast sponsored by The Home Depot.
No, wait, no. The Home Depot, CEO, bad guy.
The Home Depot, bad store.
Let's just say Luigi Mangione style Target.
We're going to need a Luigi Mangione style solution to the Home Depot CEO problem.
Early episode title, a Luigi Mangione style solution.
Oh, boy. For a free one? I don't know.
Let's go. So we were talking about on Wednesday's episode, free space, Matthew Stafford for the Rams. Absolute woof. Just like, oops. Puka Nacua good, everything else. Kyren Williams good, everything else. No, thank you. But did I bring up Deebo Samuel? I wanted to bring up Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, you did a little bit.
I said that in the cut list this week to cut Deebo Samuel. I think, I don't know if it's over for him. There is a pretty stark contrast before and after he had pneumonia this year. So it might be a situation where he's just like his cardiovascular never recovered from having fluid in his lungs. But for this year, I mean, he's toast. Like I would not start him like before he got pneumonia, 6 targets, 4 catches, 67 yards, 10.2 rushing yards per game. After he had pneumonia, 3 catches for 33 yards and 6.3 rushing yards per game.
I love to have under 40 yards per game on average.
So I do think that this year you can chalk up to pneumonia, but also next year, I don't think he's a 49er. He's going to be 30 during next year's. Well, he turns 30 or 29 immediately after the season ends.
So he's going to be 29 all year next year.
Yeah, he's going to be essentially 30. He's going to be functionally 30 next year. Like, what do we do with Deebo next year?
Don't draft him.
Avoid, yep.
Falling knife, you think?
Absolutely. He's taken so many more hits than the typical receiver as well. Yeah, I'm avoiding Deebo forever at this point, I think.
Forever?
Yeah, you get rid of him in Dynasty now.
Wow. Walker, if Walker sees Deebo Samuel going to the other side of the street, just avoiding him forever.
No. Hold on. We don't need to be insinuating things.
Walker, screening Deebo Samuel's calls. How about that? Walker, ghosting Deebo Samuel.
That's right. I'm not even responding.
Yeah. Well, I left
Deebo Samuel on red, actually.
You just hit Deebo with that K, no period?
That's right, yes.
This was something that I kind of partially thought about last year because I traded in a league where I was contending. I traded, I believe, a first round pick for Deebo Samuel. And I knew that I was buying a depreciating asset at that point, but I was contending and I won. But I was also like, I don't know how much longer this is going to be worth this. And it turns out about half a season.
Not very much longer.
So, you know. We'll see how the rest of the season goes for Deebo. I'm not particularly bullish on it, especially because he was bitching and moaning all week to get passes. And look what happened. Look what happened, big dog.
Yeah, it's not a great look when you complain all week that you're not getting the ball enough, and then you get the easiest catch on earth and you drop it.
You get a catch that all three of us would catch on a football field.
I mean, I'm not going to make that guarantee if I'm surrounded by giant fast men.
He wasn't, though. He was all by himself.
Okay, but, like, for me, that would be still pretty scary.
Oh, man. So, all right. Anything else about this game you guys want to talk about?
No.
I would just like to give a shout out to Tony of the K-Niners Corgi Cup, the halftime show at this game, the back-to-back-to-back Corgi race champion at Levi's Stadium. Tony is a killer. I posted a video of him on Blue Sky. It's like Twitter, but not for Nazis. I posted a video of him. He was going crazy before the gun even went off. He was barking. He was ready to go. And then during the race, he was just, his strategy is unstoppable because he runs at the other dogs and he like barks at them and then they stop running. So he's unstoppable.
Intimidator.
Yeah, it's the type of game that, you know, lasts well into past your prime years. You're just intimidating. So unlike Debo Samuel, Tony ran to the end zone. Folks, let's go. All right. Let's talk. Oh, I didn't put any of my winners in this week. Let's go. I put in KFC for Casey. All right, let's get into Sunday's action. We've got we are starting off with the most boring 10 a.m. slate possible.
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
This is the red zone special. We got Chiefs Browns. We got Bengals Titans. We got Commander Saints. We got Ravens Giants. We got Cowboys Panthers. We got Jets Jags. We got Dolphins Texans.
What's
the best game out of that bunch? Dolphins Texans?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Dolphins Ravens, Texans. Yeah,
Ravens Commander Giants Saints if could you be watch, decent. No, not with Jake Haener under center.
Spencer Rattler, maybe.
No, they are. Didn't they?
Oh, they said it was going to be Haener.
Yeah, it's going to be Jake Haener.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the Browns make it interesting against the Chiefs.
God, that would be fun. Jameis giving Patrick Mahomes his second loss of the year.
I would like to see the Chiefs lose. I'm not giving any credit to the rapist.
Okay. What about Ravens Giants? If you want to see a team get murdered.
Yeah. Well, is it still 16 points?
Let's see. Current spread is 16.
Let's go. I'd love to be a 16 point road favorite.
All right. Let's talk Browns, KC. Chiefs are 12-1. They travel to the Mistake by the Lake to take on the Browns, who are 3-10. Chiefs 4.5 point home or road favorites. They are in the Factory of Sadness. 43.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. Hollywood Brown is practicing, but he's not yet back in game action. They have not taken him off of fully activated him, so he's out. DJ Humphries is doubtful with a hamstring injury. This is probably what happens when you come up off the couch halfway through the season.
Yes.
Yes.
It's tough to get game ready immediately.
Yeah. Especially when everybody else is in mid-season form, except for Jason Peters can do it. He'll do it till he's 90.
Jason Peters just continuously moving right on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Until he eventually plays right tackle at 45 years old.
And then he'll shift into being like a very slow sixth.
Yeah, he's a swing tackle at 46, and then he long snaps at 47.
And then at 48, tight end, baby.
No.
All right,
he's done.
Harrison Butker is questionable, not only to play, but with his opinions. Cedric Tillman is out. That's the bad news for my Sleepers article this week, where I wrote about Cedric Tillman coming off the concussion protocol. David Njoku, Mike Haar, Miles Harden, and Kaleiki Hudson are all questionable for this one. Mike wanted to know about the Chiefs' backfield in this one.
So are we going to be looking at a permanent split between Pacheco and Hunt for the rest of the season here?
No.
Kind of feels like Pacheco, because this will be, what, his third game back off of IR. So you had that kind of tune-up game. And then last week, it felt like he kind of took over. I know their snaps were very similar, but he had 16 touches to Hunt's 6. So, you know, I think there will be a split. Like, I don't think Pacheco's getting 20 touches, like over 20 opportunities in a game. But I also don't think that Kareem Hunt will be anything more than annoying going forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Hunt is not a guy you, I mean, you can have him on your roster in case Pacheco gets hurt again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, Pacheco's an RB2 and Hunt is rooted to your bench, I would say.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I really didn't like the splits last week. I thought Pacheco was going to take over. So that's what had me guessing. Is this going to be a permanent thing where we're looking at Hunt being sort of the 1A/B guy under Pacheco, or are they going to finally just let Pacheco be the back that he's been before his leg injury? And it didn't look like it last week, but hopefully that'll change this week.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a thing. While you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, they need him to run like he bite people in January. And they're 12-1. You know, they've got room to let Kareem Hunt get exactly league average, you know, yards on every single run. He can get exactly what's blocked for him on every single run. They have that wiggle room, especially because they have a horseshoe up their ass. So things have just been working out for them. So I think they might hold off on getting Isaiah Pacheco that big load until the playoffs. Yeah, I think it's going to be annoying. I don't think it's going to be enough where you can start Hunt. I think it's just going to be annoying to start Pacheco. Drops him down to like a, you know, like weekly RB2 instead of like a high-end RB2/RB1.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Elsewhere on the Chiefs. So you've got Travis Kelce, a guy you're going to play. What about the wide receivers? Xavier Worthy, DeAndre Hopkins. Is either one even a flex for you guys this week in consideration for that?
I would try to avoid any Chiefs wide receiver. Mike, you're on mute.
Oh, Mike's on mute.
That's what I get when I have a dog who wants to be behind me.
I know, I heard it. I was hearing.
Jesus Christ. yeah, I don't trust any of these receivers.
Okay. Are we starting Patrick Mahomes?
I think you can. I mean, Cleveland's not a great pass defense. A lot of guys have tough matchups this week. I think he's top 12.
Yeah, I think it's a situation where if you have him and you've gotten this far, you have a good team. We just like to say Browns defense recently, just kind of getting guys what they normally get, between 16 and 20s or so PPR points, or 4 point per passing touchdown league. Walker, are we going back to Jameis?
I would not do that.
Mike, what do you think?
It's hard to trust him. I mean, and it's hard not to trust him. I mean, I think he can obliterate almost any team in the NFL, but then there's always that, you know, throw three interceptions and have one touchdown performance against any team in the NFL. In the playoff game, I would probably stay away from him.
I think that if he's if you've been riding him these last few weeks, let's go. Let's keep doing this thing.
Last week, you probably weren't real happy. He's quarterback 16 for me.
Last week was actually his second best game out of his last four on this hot streak. 17.28 PPR, or why do I keep saying that? 17.28 fantasy points. The week before, 35.98. Week before, 14.46. That was the snow game. Week before, 26.6. These were all against bottom eight defenses against quarterbacks. I'm sorry, bottom 10 against quarterbacks. So I don't know.
The Chiefs are not that, to be fair.
They are not that. So I think, you know, I think you can run. I think you can ride with Jameis.
All right. I wouldn't do that, but Jeff says you can.
I'm doing it. I'm riding with Jameis. All right. Jerry Jeudy must start. Yes.
Yeah, you should start Jeudy, I would say, at this point.
Yeah, he's proven himself. I wouldn't want to miss out on those points.
Yeah, I would start David Njoku. I would not start
if he plays.
I mean, obviously, yes. I would not start David Njoku if he doesn't play.
No, I just mean like just to point out like David Njoku didn't practice all week. He says he wants to play, but he hasn't practiced at all. So good chance he misses this game.
This man got lit on fire and then played. I think he'll be okay.
That's true. Right. He did do that.
Yeah. I'm not starting either running back for the Browns in this one. The split's too annoying, and neither one's distinguished themselves this season. And Elijah Moore's a real nasty boy PPR option. I think that's it.
I would agree with both of those statements, yes.
Mike, any disagreement?
No, sounds good. Sounds about right to me.
Let's go to Bungles and Titans. Bengals 5-8. Not dead yet. They still have a chance to make the playoffs. Titans 3-10. Very dead. No chance.
Extremely dead.
Extremely dead. They went war against the gods. Zeus slayed their asses. That's Greek mythology.
Zeus in the form of Tank Bigsby.
Not the weirdest form he's taken. Zeus in the form of an actual tank. Cincinnati 5-point favorites, 46.5-point over under. God, I wish I didn't take a stand against using AI art for stuff now, because I would have Zeus as a tank. Bengals injuries in this one: Orlando Brown, Joe Bocci, Sheldon Rankins are all out. Charlie Jones is questionable. For the Titans, Tony Pollard, Otis Reese, Jalen Duncan, Roger McCreary are all questionable. So in this one, Mike, you wanted to talk about Chase Brown.
So over or under 105 total yards?
I'm going to go over.
You're going to go over?
112, I'll say.
Titans this year have been a pretty good defense, except lately. They've been kind of like they're one that you can beat up on. Commanders running backs just absolutely lit them up. Last weekend, not so much, but they split between two guys somewhat evenly. You know, Dalvin, I'm not worried about
pretty good against them.
Yeah. Sorry, my eye will not stop itching. Joe Mixon destroyed him. I think that yes, I think he'll get no, I don't think he will. I don't think they will. I think he'll get like 89 total yards, but he'll score a touchdown. He's still very worth starting.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mike, what about you?
Yeah, I have him under, but I do see him scoring a touchdown as well, so he should have overall a very solid day.
Yeah, so we've got the Tennessee Titans pass defense, which has been one that for most of the season has been one to avoid, but they're top 10 in the last 5 weeks. So go for it with your Joe Burrows. Do not avoid the Titans. Do not look at what they've done all season long. They've been really bad recently. They got lit up by Sam Darnold. They got lit up by Jaden Daniels. CJ Stroud had an actual good game against them, which feels impossible now. Drake May beat him up. Justin Herbert beat him up. So you're talking about all manner of quarterbacks. I am not including Jared Goff in this because that game was ridiculous.
Stupid football game.
Jared Goff getting the ball on the 1 yard line 12 times in that game.
The Cincinnati play, I mean, Burrow, smash start. Chase, smash start. Higgins, obvious start.
Yep.
I know he had a bad week last week, but you've got to go back to him.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He's been productive, and that's it. All right. Let's. So free space team for the Tennessee Titans. You're starting Calvin Ridley. Yes? That's not a question, actually. Cincinnati's pass defense is dreadful.
Yeah, you're starting Ridley.
Mike?
Yeah, I would start Ridley. Against that pass defense.
Okay. Ridley and Pollard, if he plays.
Yeah, I'm playing Pollard if he plays too. Yeah.
Okay. Are we starting? Are we going back to the Nick Westbrook Akine well?
No.
No.
It's the playoffs. You have better options than that. Same with Will Levis colon. Yeah. Same with Will Levis colon league winner. I would not do that.
No,
I think Will Levis should be on your bench or not even on your roster, more likely.
Especially against this past defense.
Cut him. Get rid of him.
He doesn't know how to play against. I mean, he couldn't even get anything done against Jacksonville. How is he going to get anything done against Cincinnati?
Interesting. That's interesting that you say that, Mike. What if I told you that Jacksonville has been okay against quarterbacks lately?
Yeah, even worse.
Levis, C.J. Stroud, 14.4. Jared Goff, again, we're not talking about that game. Ridiculous game. Unserious game. It's the Detroit Lions. Sam Darnold, 9.4 fantasy points.
What do you mean by that, Jeff?
I mean that they won 52-6, so that game's ridiculous. And that's time, so I don't have to elaborate on that. We got the Bengals winning. Commanders at Saints. Commanders are 8-5. Saints are 5-8. Washington, 7.5-point road favorites. 43.5-point over-under. For the Commanders, Noah Brown is out with a kidney injury. Ouch. Okay. Ouch. Jamison Crowder, Zane Gonzalez, Daron Payne are all questionable. You know who's off that list?
No.
It's revenge game. His first game since being traded 4 weeks ago.
Oh, Marshawn Lattimore's back?
Marshawn Lattimore is finally making his Commanders debut. For the Saints, Bub Means and DeMarco Jackson are out. Derek Carr, left-hand/concussion, doubtful. Put the man on IR. Put him out of his misery. Take him out behind the woodshed. And Tano Passanio. I remembered.
He's got it.
Tano Passanio is questionable with rage-filled Achilles. All right, my question for this one is about the Washington Commanders, because you're starting Jaden Daniels, you're starting Brian Robinson, you're starting Terry McLaurin. Is Zach Ertz must start?
I always start Ertz.
Absolutely, you got to start Zach Ertz.
I'm going to make a plea to everybody hearing this right now. Go to your waiver wire right now. Zach Ertz was 38% rostered when I wrote the waiver wire article this week. If he is available, go get him. At least take him off of the waiver wire so your opponent doesn't take him. If you have a tight end that you'd rather start, if you have Trey McBride, if you have Travis Kelce, if you have Mark Andrews, if you have Brock Bowers, I get if you don't want to start him over them. But over his last three games, he is averaging 7 targets, 5 catches, 40 yards, and a touchdown. He's tight end. He's a top 8 tight end on the season, and he's just sitting out there in waiver wires in 60% of leagues.
Who would you rather start, Jake Ferguson or Zach Ertz?
Ertz.
Yeah, I would rather start Ertz. Ooh, but Jake Ferguson's going up against the Cowboys.
Terrible.
I mean the Panthers.
Panthers, right.
Yeah, I still would go with Ertz, though.
Yeah, I'll go with the guy who doesn't have Cooper Rush throwing to him.
Although
Cooper Rush, kind of a little bit of a ginger god. He hasn't been as bad as I thought he would be. Not good, but not as bad as I thought he would be.
He's a normal backup.
That's right. He is not god-awful. So Brian Robinson, top 15 running back this week.
Would you believe he's running back 15 for me?
Damn, right on the dot. I promise I'm not looking at Walker's ranks when I do this. Although it'd be a really fun reveal. Here's a deep reference. A Shelby has been eating regular peanuts the whole time.
that was probably one of the best moments of that podcast ever.
Yes. Mike, on What a Time to Be Alive, one of the Patreon like goal bonuses was they would do the Death Nut Challenge, and where they eat a series of increasingly spicy nuts. And at the end of the episode, their producer who was doing with them revealed he was just eating regular peanuts the whole time.
Oh my God.
He was pretending like he was eating super spicy nuts. Like
that. Oh man. That just fucks with your brain right there.
All right. So that's the Commanders. I don't think there's anybody else like getting cute worth starting. Like
we're not starting Zacchaeus. No, don't do
Chris
that.
Chris Rodriguez.
Please don't do that.
Please don't do that. All right. And then the Saints, Alvin Kamara.
Yes.
He's got a tummy ache, but he's playing. He practiced on Friday. So that's it, right?
That's it for me.
Yep.
With Jake Haener under center, I'm not putting my faith in anybody else's hands.
Alvin Kamara, 17 carries for 45 yards 8 catches for 19 yards.
The nastiest 15-point PPR game ever. Scores a garbage time touchdown to make it 35-15.
Yeah, he's RB5 on the week simply on thought. Devon Achane ass line.
Woo, 1.7 yards per carry. All right. We've all got the Commanders winning this one. And it's a back-to-back DMV sweep because we got the Baltimore Ravens winning this next game as well. Ravens at Giants. Ravens are 8-5. Giants are 2-11. Baltimore, astonishing, 16-point favorites. These guys
Okay, so what is that implied total? So that's 29-13 implied total?
Yes, yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, 29-13.
Love to have an implied total of less than 2 touchdowns.
Is that good?
Ravens, like I said, 16-point favorites, 42.5-point over-under. Injuries in this one, Adisa Isaac, Sanusi Kane, Michael Pierce, and TJ Tampa all questionable. Probably a good thing for the Ravens that all their questionables are guys that I have never heard of.
Oh, I've heard of all of those guys.
Well, you have heard of every player that's ever played in the NFL ever. So
Wrong. Only since like 2008, probably.
Walker, who is Tabor Pepper?
That is the long snapper for the 49ers and also a Spartan dog.
Also, that is sickening to know. You don't need to know anybody's long snapper. Not necessary.
He played for Michigan State, man. That was too easy.
Also, he rules.
Yeah, he's actually he has good opinions. It's cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He has liked my tweets before. So
shout out to at Tabor Snapping.
Also, he fought Deebo Samuel and lived to tell the tale.
True. Real tough guy.
All right. For the Giants, Rakeem Nunez-Roquez, Bobby Okereke, Drew Phillips, John Runyon are all out. Cordero, Flott, Drew Locke are both doubtful. Drew Locke with that heel and left elbow, that classic combination. Deontay Banks, Chris Hubbard, Deontay Johnson, the other Deontay Johnson, and Adam Schlottman are all questionable.
I think that's Austin Schlottman.
It is Austin Schlottman. What did I say?
Adam.
Don't know why I said that. All right, Walker, your question is about the Baltimore Ravens.
Are you guys bad enough dudes to start Zay Flowers this week?
No.
It depends on what league I'm in, because I have Zay Flowers starting in some of my leagues, and in some of my leagues I don't have Zay Flowers starting in. So to be honest with you, I don't know.
Mike's like, my response is good question.
Yeah, I've a split decision for Mike.
Yeah,
Mike Mike tied.
Over the last 4 weeks, he's only averaging 3.5 catches for 52 yards. If you're in the playoffs, you have better options than that. But again, then again, it's the Giants. But then again, they're just going to give Derrick Henry like 15 carries. He's going to have 15 carries for like 135 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think Zay Flowers will like pop one big play. But other than that, he'll just be like 4 for 32. So his final line will be like 5 for 68. And if he scores, then you got a, you know, solid wide receiver 2 week. And if he doesn't, then he's like a back end wide receiver 3.
Yeah, it's the thing is too, is that the Giants run defense has been so dreadful over the last month or so that they've just turned into possibly the most run funnel defense out there.
They're a horrible run defense with no Dexter Lawrence. It's not good.
Yeah,
and no Bobby Okereke. It's really bad.
They're 32nd in fantasy points to wide receivers over the last 5 weeks. Not because they've been shutting teams down, but because they're second running backs fantasy points over the last 5 weeks. They have no need to throw. 41 receptions versus the Giants in the last 4 games by wide receivers. That's 10 catches a game by wide receivers.
Would you guys like to guess who my number one running back on the week is?
I'm going to say it's Derrick Henry.
That would be correct, yes.
Yeah, last week, Alvin Kamara and Kendra Miller both had 9-plus PPR points. Rico Doudou played. I'm sorry, I forgot. I've removed the moniker. Mike, you weren't here for this. He is officially Rico Dowdle. I've taken the Rico Doudou off. Rico Dowdle had a good game. Bucky Irving and Rashad White had a good game. Chuba Hubbard had a good game. Like, it's just like Austin Eckler had a good game. You know who's going to have a great game? Derrick Henry. Start Derrick Henry.
Duh.
Duh. What about Mark Andrews?
I mean, with Andrews, it's kind of tough to bench him because you know he could catch a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think he's going to be that involved. Like, I figure he's going to get, like, four targets in this game. So if you're willing to risk that he goes 2 for 12, he could easily go 4 for 50 and 2 touchdowns. But I don't know. I this doesn't seem like the type of game where Mark Andrews pops off to me.
Mike, what do you think?
That's a good question. I think he's too much of a name to bench, especially against the Giants. So, and against the spread, and I think you have to play him.
Okay, he's got that. If he pops off on your bench, you're going to be pissed thing to him. And I mean, here's exactly. Here's the thing too is. Titans have been all over the place against the Giants. Last week, Juwan Johnson, 4 for 50 and a touchdown. Week before that, 5 for 33 from Luke Schoonmaker. Week before that, 1 for 30 from Kate Otten. Week before that, 2 for 8 and a touchdown from Tavian Sanders. Week before that, Zach Ertz, 1 for 5.
Ugh.
Pat Freiermuth, 2 for 19.
Yeah, so they've been pretty good against tight ends for the most part.
Well, it's look at the but the thing is look at the target numbers is the thing.
They're very low, right?
5, 6, like they had Jordan Akins and Jake Ferguson back in weeks 3 and 4 get 7 targets against them, but since then only Luke Schoonmaker and Juwan Johnson have gotten more than 3 targets against them. They're just nobody. It's the same shit as the I heard that's time, but it's the same shit as the wide receivers. That having been said, I'm still starting him because like Mike said. He's too big of a name. If he pops off on your bench, you're going to be pissed.
I don't think he's going to pop off. I'm out.
Where do you have him ranked, Walker?
15.
15? Whoa. Okay. That's a rank where we're going to put. That's not good. There's just a random.
Wait. No, actually 14. Sorry. Evan Engram is not playing. So.
Oh, yeah. Evan Engram won't be playing again. He's done, folks. I had a random nut on my desk, but I found where it went. We're all good.
This MF got nut on his desk.
That's right. It's okay. It's a glass desk.
Oh.
Hold on. Let's see. We're going to play the game really quick because 14 for a tight end is kind of wild. It sounds different from what Mike has. So we are going to play. Let's see. Get week 15 rankings up here. Let's go. We got Mark Andrews or Zach Ertz.
Ertz.
Mark Andrews or Hunter Henry at Arizona?
Andrews.
Henry.
Mark Andrews or Tucker Kraft at Seattle?
Andrews.
Kraft.
Andrews or Sam Laporta versus Buffalo?
Laporta.
Laporta.
All right, let's go the other direction. Mark Andrews or Kate Otten?
Otten.
Otten.
Mark Andrews or Pat Freiermuth at Philly?
Andrews.
Freiermuth.
Okay. I think we got that squared away. How about this? Dalton Kincaid or shooting yourself in the face?
Well, I'm not going to shoot myself in the face, but I...
You want to start Dalton Kincaid!
No, I'm not doing that either.
All right.
In fact, I'm just going to pick neither.
For the Giants, Neighbors and Tracy are the only guys worth starting. Both back-end... respective twos at their position.
Yeah, Neighbors is a wide receiver too, I would say. Tracy's like a high-end flex.
Okay, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's about right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Would you rather start Tracy or Neighbors in this game?
Ooh. Neighbors.
Okay. I think Tyrone Tracy is... he's at the top of a list of guys that is just, it gets really disgusting behind him. Like, mm-hmm. You've got like Braylon Allen if Breece Hall doesn't play. You've got DeAndre Swift who might not play. You got Sincere McCormick who you picked up off the waiver wire. You got
Travis Etienne. Yeah.
Travis Etienne. You got the Broncos guys. Broncos guys, if you pick the right one, could be amazing for you, but that's the problem.
Which one?
Exactly. All right. Speaking of which one's going to win this next game, Cowboys or Panthers? Because I'll tell you who's a favorite for the first time in 2 years. The Carolina Panthers.
Jesus Christ.
They are 3-10. They take on the 5-8 Cowboys. They are 3-point favorites, 43.5-point over under. Before I saw the favorite, I was like, I think the Panthers are going to win this game. And I thought I was being spicy. And I was like, oh, they're favorites. Great. Awesome. Cool. All right. For the Panthers, injuries. Trevin Wallace is out. Jadeveon Clowney, Raheem Blackshear. Josie Jewell and J.C. Horn are all questionable. For the Cowboys, Cooper Beebe, DeMarvion Overshawn, Wanye Thomas are all out. Isn't Overshawn going to go on IR? That looks nasty.
Oh, yeah. He got the dad said he got the full Culpepper.
Yeah, it was not good.
Trayvon all three Diggs, ligaments.
Woo! He got the triple play. Trayvon Diggs, C.J. Goodwin. Buddy Johnson, Eric Kendricks, Jordan Lewis, and Nick Vigil are all questionable. I like how every once in a while reading these, I'm just looking at a normal word in front of me and I just say the wrong one.
Yeah, it's cool. You love to be reading the names and just go too fast and read it wrong.
That's right. Maybe I should slow down. Maybe not. All right, Mike, let's talk about Cooper Rush.
Yeah, Cooper Rush, 2+ touchdowns this week.
No.
No.
One.
It's going to be one passing touchdown to Brandon Cooks.
Nope.
To CeeDee Lamb?
I hope so.
And then one rushing touchdown to Rico Dowdle.
And three field goals to Brandon Aubrey.
Ooh, that's
23 points. That's it.
23 points, huh? Well, that means that Walker's taking the over. Walker's banging the over on this one.
Banging the over. That's right. Give me the Cowboys to cover and the Panthers to win, baby.
That's Walker's pick of the week.
Do not bet on that. This is not gambling advice.
For fun only. For entertainment purposes only.
That's right. You can do a Cooter Doodle certified 10-cent bet.
Let's go. So, Mike, what do you think? Cooper Rush, multiple touchdowns this week?
Yeah, I like that matchup. I'm going to say yes.
like Cooper Rush.
More like Pooper Flush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Pooper
Flush.
15 times. That guy's going to be president. Can you believe that?
Oh, God. I don't want to think about it.
Again.
People, I don't want to think about it.
People went away from him and they were like, you know what?
Let's get Big Wet President back, eh?
Yeah. If you know what happened, it was 4 years of flushing 10 times, 15 times. They're like, I cannot handle this.
like the handle on the toilet.
Single issue voter, number of times I have to flush the toilet.
Jesus Christ. Eggs were $10, $15.
Each. They were $10 each.
You have to have ID to buy, buy milk.
In Woke, California, I'm sure they're $10 each.
That's right. We thank the chickens for each egg. We have a whole ceremony for each egg. All right.
We're living on stolen chicken land.
I was going to do a land acknowledgement for the chickens, but I was like, that might be too far.
Yeah, I just did the bit, and I wasn't going to go any farther than that, no.
I said we need a Luigi Mangione-style solution earlier in the episode, so
I'm pretty sure I said that, actually.
Okay. Oh, I said it was a Luigi Mangione-style situation.
Yeah, I was the one that went further than you did.
That's right. All right. Anyways, let's get back on topic.
Whatever.
Shall we have the Adam Thielen discourse?
What discourse?
Oh, wait, Rico Dowdle is a must-start running back this week.
Carolina's the worst team against opposing running backs. Yes. Rico Dowdle is a smash play.
Rico Dowdle or Chuba Hubbard?
Chuba.
Chuba.
All right. The Adam Thielen discourse is Adam Thielen has 200 yards in his last two games. There was somebody in the Discord fervently advocating for starting Adam Thielen this week. Walker's going to get so mad over Amon-Ra St. Brown.
You shouldn't do that, in my opinion.
I like how Walker didn't say anything, but Walker's camera started to move, like Walker was shaking with rage. I know Walker was just repositioning, but it made Walker look like they were shaking with rage. No, we should not do that. But I kind of think Adam Thielen is a good start this week, is a third wide receiver.
Completely agree. If you're in a three wide receiver league, you better be firing up the Thielen. Two wide receiver league, there's probably a lot of scenarios where you're not playing him.
I mean, two wide receiver league, there's a lot of guys I'd rather start over him that you would have available that aren't necessarily the studs you would think of, like
right.
JSN, Ladd McConkey, Malik Nabers, Calvin Ridley,
Cortland Sutton,
Khalil Shakir,
Zay Flowers.
Yeah,
I'd rather play all of those guys than Adam Thielen. So,
Mike, Jordan Addison or Adam Thielen this week? Jordan Addison played Chicago.
I like Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen this week? Okay.
Yeah.
Walker, Addison or Thielen? Do you know that Addison is like a top five quarter or wide receiver over the past like 8 weeks?
That's it.
That's time, baby.
Yes, yes, I did know that because you just said it.
Thank you. Adam Thielen or Darnell Mooney?
Thielen.
Thielen.
Adam Thielen or Jameson Williams?
Thielen.
Thielen.
I say Thielen unless you played Brock Purdy or Matt Stafford. Get those Jameson Williams.
Yes, then you got to get J-Mo in there.
There, you got to get J-Mo in there.
Just in case he has a 90-yard touchdown.
Exactly. That's something that I meant to talk about. We need to have a sidebar. Timeout. I'm calling a timeout on racism, implying that at some point it will be time back in for racism, which is the funniest part about those commercials. Calling a timeout on racism. If you played guys on Thursday Night Football that absolutely dogged you and you're in a huge, huge hole, you need to take swings.
Yeah, you better be trying to dig yourself out of that hole.
Yeah, you got to take swings. Don't be starting like DJ Moore.
Well,
DJ Moore can get you like a solid 11.
I think you should be starting DJ Moore because it's like, Minnesota.
Well, if it's DJ Moore, like Brian Thomas.
I'm starting DJ Moore.
I'm starting Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas is playing with Mac Jones.
Doesn't matter. Brian Thomas is getting a like 89% target share.
Mac Jones throwing 10 passes and 9 of them are to Brian Thomas.
Exactly. You're going with your high upside guys. You're going with your Calvin Ridleys, your Jameson Williams. You're taking a shot.
Jordan Addison's, if
you're going late, you're going Christian Watson, not Elijah Moore.
Xavier Worthy.
That's where you fire up your NWIs.
Yep.
So, but not Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
No, not with Jake Haener, baby.
Nope.
No.
Okay. I forgot to mention that off the top of the episode. If you're in a huge hole from Thursday, you got to dig yourself out of it. And you got to do it with one of these, like, these guys like Ray McLeod, not DeMario Davis.
Could DeMario Davis, the linebacker?
DeMario Douglas.
There we go.
Also not DeMario Davis. He would not score any PPR points.
He wouldn't. All right. Let's talk about another shitty game.
Jets, Jags. Both teams are 3-10. Giants. Jets are 3.5-point road favorites, 40.5-point over under. Maybe I should start slowing down. Kenny Nwangwu, Brandon Echols are both out for the Jets. Xavier Newman, DJ Reed are doubtful. Breece Hall, Elijah Vera Tucker, Morgan Moses are all questionable for the Jets. I saw earlier today that Breece Hall was doubtful. Hold on.
Breece Hall is, he hasn't practiced all week, and he's apparently struggling with his knee injury, which is the same knee that he tore his ACL in, and yet they're considering playing him.
Is that good? Ian Rappaport reports Breece Hall, quote, is expected to play in week 15. That's pretty smart.
Why would you do that?
That's a smart thing for you to be doing, New York.
Especially when your season's over with.
Yeah, real smart thing for you to be doing. Your season's over.
Put him on injured reserve. What is your problem?
Your quarterback's going to be working for HHS next year. What are you doing? Evan Engram, out for the Jags. They're doing the smart thing. Well, he kind of has no choice but to be out for the season. He's out with a shoulder injury. All right. Walker, with Breece likely in.
yeah, I don't know, man. All signs seem like he should not play, but for some reason, Jeff Ulbrich has no brain in his head. Obviously, if
Breece did a bunch of tackles for the 49ers and banged his skull.
Okay, if Breece plays, you'd have to play him. I mean, you can't take the risk that he blows up on your bench. My question was going to be, what do we do with Allen and Davis if he doesn't play?
So let's talk about that, because if Breece Hall plays, you're probably going to end up playing him unless you have two really good options, because you could also risk him getting the Bucky Irving from last week.
Right.
So if he doesn't play, I think both guys are deep flex options. Like, I'm not particularly enthused about playing anybody in this, anybody in either running game if Breece Hall doesn't play.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the smartest bet, I would say. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's probably the safest situation to go with.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the most disgusting question I've ever asked on this podcast?
I doubt it is, but we'll see.
No Breece Hall.
Okay.
Rank the running backs in this game. Tank Bigsby, Travis Etienne, Braylon Allen, and Isaiah Davis.
Yikes.
Braylon Allen, Isaiah Davis, Travis Etienne, Tank Bigsby.
Wow. I would go Etienne, Braylon Allen, Bigsby, and then Davis.
Are any of them higher than RB30?
Yeah, I'd have Allen above that. That's probably it.
Mike, would you have ETN as an RB2? He was your highest ranked guy.
No, I wouldn't have him as an RB2. I'd flex at the best.
Okay, you're starting both Jets wide receivers. Are you a bad enough dude to start Aaron Rodgers?
Nope. Get him out of my face.
Against his Jaguars defense, even?
I mean, they've been okay lately, as Jeff said earlier. And I just don't trust Aaron Rodgers to have two good games in a row.
That's true. I think he's good for two touchdowns, so I think you can play him, but it's something that you really want to avoid.
Mike's like, you can do it. I wouldn't, but you
could. I wouldn't. Yeah, you could do it, but I ain't playing him.
Mike trying to plant the seed to his opponents.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mike's exactly. Like, if you, Mike's going through his opponents. He's like, if you are one of the following people, you should start Aaron Rodgers this week.
Yeah.
All right. On the other side for the Jags, Mike, you want to know, you're looking a little bit further forward here. You want to know about Travis Etienne next year.
Yeah, where do you think is he going to be a bargain next year, or is he going to be awful as he was this year?
I think it all depends on who's coaching the Jags next year.
Reportedly, it seems like a lot of people think that's where Ben Johnson's going to end up.
So if it's Ben Johnson, I feel like there's going to be a lot of helium on Travis Etienne.
Yeah.
Here, Ben Johnson goes to the Jags. Me predicting every July fantasy football article. Are Tank Bigsby and Travis Etienne the new David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yeah.
Answer, no.
No, but that'll give him some ridiculous helium.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They'll both get overdrafted.
Yeah, if it's like...
I mean, if it's just some guy, you know, if it's just like a defensive coordinator or something, if Jesse Minter is their next head coach, then maybe you can get a little bit bargain on Etienne. It's time, by the way. I don't know. I think I'm only interested in the Jags running backs if, you know, everybody's healthy and they get a good coach, because it just didn't work at all this year. And with the way they currently use the running backs, Bigsby gets more carries, but he doesn't get any targets. And Etienne gets all the passing game work and barely touches the ball in the run game. So not only is it split down the middle, but it's also super predictable and inefficient.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Tank Bigsby's back there. It's a run. Oh, Travis Etienne's back there. It's a pass.
Yeah, so, you can't be doing that.
You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that, White Doug Peterson. All right, you're starting BTJ and nobody else on the Jags.
Agree.
We all got the JETS Jets win in this one. Speaking of the AFC East, the Dolphins travel to Houston.
And the AFC South.
And the AFC South. Oh, we forgot to mention that was Walker's bozometer game of the week.
Should be real nasty.
Should be real dumb. A game that you will not see on Red Zone.
Very little.
Yeah, you will forget that game is on. Walker's sneaky banger of the week, Dolphins-Texans. Dolphins are 6-7. They travel to Houston to take on the 8-5 Texans. Houston, 3-point favorites, 46.5-point over-under in this one. For the Texans, they're going to be real thirsty because they're not going to have Juice. Juice Scruggs is out for this game. Nick Broeker, I'm assuming this is a broken hand. Kenyon Green has a shoulder injury. Christian Harris has a calf injury. Jamal Hill has a knee injury, and they're all questionable. For the Dolphins, D. Eskridge is out for this one.
Jeff, your favorite player.
D. Eskridge. I hate him.
No, you're the next guy.
Teron Armstead, doubtful with a knee injury. Bradley Chubb, questionable. Grant Dubois. Look, I just know with Teron Armstead, with Teron Armstead every week, I know I'm going to have one guy that I know I can say his name. So he'll be on the thing every week. He's got me. He's got my back.
Blake if nobody Ferguson, got me, I know Teron Armstead got me on the injury report.
That's right. Blake Ferguson has an illness. Not Jake Ferguson. Blake Ferguson.
The snapper.
The long snapper, Walker. Not just a regular snapper. The long snapper.
That's crazy Cameron how Good, long he snaps that ball.
Dude, you should see him snap that ball. Woo, the rotations. Sheesh. Cameron Good has a knee injury. Kendall Lamb has a back injury. They're both questionable. In this one, my question... is Tua really a good start? So, Walker, we talked on Wednesday's episode about how Tua is a smash play this week. And then I got, I don't know if I describe it as fervent, angry, flustered. I don't know how to describe AK Magic in my DMs. AK Magic wanted to let me know. Discord superstar, AK Magic. Tua's kind of in trouble. Right tackle out, Teron Armstead probably not playing. The Texans are top five in sacks. Let's see what else. No offensive tackles. Maybe it's not a smash start. Yeah. So
I mean, I have him QB eight. So QB it's not like eight? Not like I'm going nuts here, but like, yeah, I still think you should play him. I mean, their whole offense is predicated on getting the ball out super fast.
Okay.
And I just don't believe in Houston is the big thing. I don't think Houston's very good.
Walker, Houston exists. Don't believe in Houston?
No, it's fake. The only thing I believe in from Houston is lean.
By the way, if you would like a funny video, the ladies at work showed me an interview with Glorilla.
Yeah.
She says Houston. And Hurston. She's like, Hurston.
Yeah, Hurston.
Yeah, Hurston. She got a beautiful spurt. That's what they were saying. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, that's how Glorilla talks. Mike is like, who is Glorilla?
She is a rapper from Houston.
Ah.
Mike's like, okay.
But she's from Memphis. Don't you know about me? Big G-L-O in the G-L-E?
No, I don't. Sorry.
That's her new song. All right. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up from AK Magic, a counterpoint to the potential Tua Tagovailoa smash start. But let me ask you, Mike, we kind of had this discussion on Wednesday's episode. Would you start Tua or Kyler Murray this week? Kyler Murray going up against the New England Patriots.
I like Tua in this matchup.
And Walker, you said Tua,
right?
I said
Tua as well, yes.
All right. Mike, Walker, we're just going to redo Wednesday. Tua or Sam Darnold?
Tua.
Tua or Bosa Nix versus
Tua.
Indy.
Tua.
Tua or nope, not Brock Purdy. Tua or Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts with the one star Pittsburgh matchup.
That's right. That's a tough matchup. I'm going to go Hurts, but barely.
I would also go Hurts.
All right, Tua or last one, Jameis Winston.
Tua.
All right, there you go. There's our Tua discussion. You're starting Tyreek Hill. You're starting Jonnu Smith. Are you starting Devon Achane? Yes. Very efficient on the ground, but my man is devouring receptions. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, yeah. He's just the opposite of last year running the ball, but yeah, he still catches 8 million passes, so he's fine.
Mike, do you agree?
Yeah, and he's staying healthy, which is a good sign.
What are we doing with Jaylen Waddle? Last question.
Waddle, Waddle to the bench.
Damn.
Got his ass. I think he's a wide receiver 3, just a middle of the road wide receiver 3.
Waddle or Shakir?
Shakir.
Waddle or Harrison?
Harrison.
Waddle.
Waddle or Thielen?
Thielen.
Waddle.
Ooh. Waddle or Jacoby Myers?
Myers.
Yeah, Jacoby.
South Beach Jacoby Myers or regular Jacoby Myers? All right. and then Jordan Addison's above him as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. For the Houston Texans, Walker, you wanted to know, can you start more than 2 Texans?
Yeah, those 2 Texans being Joe Mixon and Nico Collins.
No.
Mike?
Yeah, I agree. It's just only 2 Texans that are viable.
I agree. Get C.J. Stroud out of here. Get Dalton Schultz out of here also.
C.J. Yeah. Stroud has 1 game with multiple passing touchdowns since Halloween.
Is that since good?
Since before Halloween, actually.
Is
Christmas.
That good?
No. All right. Let's go on to the next one, shall we? For victories in this one, Walker and I have Miami. Mike has Houston. The Houston Texans?
Yeah.
Winning this game? All right. Next game, Colts Broncos, baby. Ooh, I need to bust out my old Two Bad Neighbors thing from The Simpsons. Two Bad Neighbors. They're 2 boring horse teams, folks. Bad Neighbors. Colts are 6-6. Actually, but I wouldn't describe either of these teams as boring.
This is what we call the Peyton Manning Bowl.
That's right, baby.
No, that's right, yeah.
Winner gets to be in one of his annoying commercials. There I said
Have you ever heard of this Peyton Manning? He's not funny anymore.
Oh, boy. He has been overexposed. The Kelsey's and the Manning.
Like the thing. Both. Yeah, look up Peyton Manning overexposed Tennessee, University of Tennessee.
Colts 6-7, Broncos 8-5, Denver 4-point favorites, 43.5-point over-under. For the Broncos, Riley Moss is out. For the Colts, Ashton Doolin and Braden Smith are out. Josh Downs, Ryan Kelly, Jalen Carlies, and Mo Alie-Cox are all questionable in this one. Mike, you want to know about Josh Downs if he plays in this one?
Yeah, he should play. Downs over under 4.5 receptions.
Well, he plays in the slot, so I don't think he's going to get Surtained. I would guess that'll be Pittman. So I'm going to go over, but Denver doesn't seem like the type of defense is going to let them beat him downfield. So I'm going to say like 5 for 59.
Let's go.
I think he's going to go 6 for 72.
I like 6 for 72. I like that number.
The Colts, the Broncos, if I'm remembering correctly, are like top 10 in slot receptions.
Yeah, so, I mean, they gave up a shitload to Elijah Moore on that Monday night.
Yeah, and that was before that Monday night game. That was something I looked up to write about Elijah.
Right, yeah.
So, they're going to give up a ton of receptions to Josh Downs. So I think that, Josh Downs like 6 for 72 in this one. I think that's a good one. So Josh Downs or... Where's Downs on this list? Josh Downs. Oh, God. Josh Downs is wide receiver 63 on this list.
Well, I'll say I have him higher than that.
Because he's actually ranked for you?
Yes, he is indeed.
Josh Downs or Ray-Ray McCloud?
Downs.
Downs.
Josh Downs or Josh Palmer?
Downs.
I'm Downs with the sickness.
Yeah.
Josh. Josh Palmer or...
You mean Josh Downs?
No, I don't. Josh Palmer or Josh Downs if Ladd McConkey doesn't play.
Still Josh Downs.
Yep.
All righty. And then everybody else around him. This is a really stupid ranking for him. He's between Tim Patrick, Sterling Shepard, Alec Pierce, and Dontavian Wicks, Parker Washington, and Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, he shouldn't be there. I'm assuming that's because people aren't paying attention to whether he's going to play or not. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's like a low-end flex, but there are certainly worse options. I mean, like, I would still play him over, like, Romeo Doubs. I'd play him over Quentin Johnston. I'd play him over Keon Coleman.
Or on Quentin Johnston later. Quentin Johnston is DFS darling for that Monday night game for me. We'll get to that.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you saw the tweet about Quentin Johnston being a wide open merchant.
Yes, Buccaneers. He is.
Yeah. The Buccaneers just don't defend anybody. So.
Great.
Yeah. All right. So you're starting Jonathan Taylor, Josh Downs. What about Michael Pittman?
No.
No.
What about Anthony Richardson himself?
No.
No.
Anthony Richardson, far too volatile. Defense is far too good. Do not do it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the Jameis game was, it was a Jameis game. Come on. You can't take anything from that.
All right. Hold on. Let's see here. Oh, perfect. Derek Brown said that he's a good start, which means that he will be a bad start.
That's correct.
Get wrecked. All right. My question is Bo Nix Offensive Rookie of the Year?
No.
I'm going to say he won't be, but I think he should be.
Who is Jaden Daniels?
Daniels will probably win Rookie of the Year. Yeah.
I think if I had to pick who's going to win it, I would say Daniels. If I had to pick who should win it, Brock Bowers.
Full disclosure. I did not think about the possibility of a tight end winning Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I didn't think about that either. Well, I don't think it. I think, like I said,
I don't think it'll happen.
Right, but it should.
I think he's been the best offensive rookie.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think he almost by far been the best offensive rookie.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about that. All right, who wins the award I just made up, the Andrew Luck Rookie Quarterback Excellence Award? Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix?
So Mike said he thinks Daniels will finish ahead of Nix, but he would pick Nix.
Yeah, so you think it should be Nix?
Yeah, it should be Nix, but it won't be.
I would still go with Daniels, just barely.
Okay, the reason I brought this up is the two are actually not as far apart as you would think statistically. So far this year, Jaden Daniels has we'll say... We'll do this the short way. Jaden Daniels, about 3,400 yards and 20 touchdowns. Bo Nix, about 3,100 yards and 21 touchdowns. This is total. Yeah, so,
pretty similar.
So not too far apart. So especially when you consider that the Broncos didn't let Bo Nix throw the ball too much to start the year. All right. Are we playing Bo Nix this week? Top 10 guy?
I have him QB 11.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how many quarterbacks actually make the top 12 list against the Colts. I'm not saying that they're a great defense, but they're really tight when it comes to red zone.
They're bend but don't break.
Definitely bend but don't break offense, defense. So I'm going to say I think he finishes inside the top 12 based on running because Colts can't stop a running quarterback to save their defensive lives. So he should find a lot of open lanes to run and that'll propel him to inside the top 12.
Four quarterbacks have run for at least 40 yards on the Colts this year.
Yeah, they just can't stop the quarterback run for anything.
All right, don't start a running back, start Cortland Sutton.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. If you had to start a running back, which one would it be?
Don't.
Don't pull the trigger.
Yes, exactly. Kill me.
A Luigi Mangione style solution to this one.
No, all right. No, 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 no. Walker's shot somebody else.
Walker is the CEO of Good Rankings. There we go.
I'm proposing a doming myself off situation.
Doming yourself off, huh?
Is this a self-suck situation?
Yeah, r slash self-suck.
Pause. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about, I don't know, should we talk about this game? I don't know. There's not a lot of fantasy relevant guys in this game. I think maybe we skip this one.
Yeah, it's only
Buffalo,
the
Detroit.
Yeah, they've been
54 and a half point over under.
Buffalo, what are we talking? We talking Joik Bell? We talking Charles Clay? Like,
Theo
who are we
Riddick
talking about?
Up in here.
Yeah. Theo
Charles
Riddick?
Clay. Hell yeah.
Charles Clay.
Devon Bess.
old and broken down Terrell Owens.
Who else? Roscoe Parrish.
Ooh, Roscoe.
We talking Marvin Harrison Jr. the first time? All right. Game of the week. The game, I think the 60 minutes of football that will decide the most fantasy outcomes this week. Bills and Lions. Bills are 10-3. Lions are 12-1. Detroit, 2.5 point home favorites. 54.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. For the Bills, the Razusual suspects, Razul Douglas is out. Taylor Rapp, DeMar Hamlin, Dalton Kincaid, Tylan Grable, Dwayne Smoot, Quentin Morris, and Casey Tuhill are questionable. Casey Tuhill. Damn, Casey Tuhill. For the Lions, Trevor Nowoski is out.
That's correct. Yes, you got it.
I did it, everybody. All right. I have not put the team down for this one because I need Walker to please have some pity on me. I'm picking the Buffalo Bills to win this game.
That's fine.
Yes! Bills.
That's a fair thing to say.
Yeah. The team that had their quarterback score 6 touchdowns last week could possibly win.
You mean to tell me they might win? Oh,
what? All right. My question is, so for the Bills, you're starting Khalil Shakir, you're starting James Cook, you're starting Josh Allen. Is this game bonkers enough to start Dalton Kincaid?
Oh. There is no game bonkers enough for me to start Dalton Kincaid.
Mike,
are
you
starting Dalton Kincaid?
No. I'm probably starting him somewhere, but on a normal realistic basis, no, I would not start him.
All right. So behind Khalil Shakir, which is a weird thing to say, are we starting with Keon Coleman back? Are we starting Keon Coleman or Amari Cooper or neither?
I would certainly not start Keon Coleman. Amari Cooper, I think, is kind of in that Josh Downs range where he's like a low end, maybe mid tier flex play, but nothing more than that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I find it very difficult to get away from Amari Cooper when he had 14 targets last week. Granted, that game was out of control. Double granted, this game should also be out of control.
I'm gonna make a prediction that Amari Cooper will get half or less targets than what he got last week.
I'm going to make a prediction that he gets half or fewer.
Whatever.
That's right. All right. That's going to, the reason I brought up Amari Cooper is because that leads us into Walker's question.
Oh, it does. Yeah. I think you should rank the wide receivers in this game. And I only mean the top three guys for both teams. Matt Collins can fuck off with his feet. I don't give a shit.
Matt Collins, certified nasty.
That's right.
I would go, this call me crazy, Sun God 1.
Uh-huh.
Khalil Shakir 2.
Uh-huh.
JMO 3.
Uh-huh.
Cooper 4.
Uh-huh.
Tim Patrick 5.
Uh-huh.
And Keon Coleman 6.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
I think how it was listed is pretty correct. I don't really care difference between Keon Coleman and Tim Patrick, and
fair.
So those guys are interchangeable, but if to pick the top guys, I would go with what Jeff said.
And that's time. Yeah, I would agree exactly with what Jeff had.
Yay. I wrote about Tim Patrick this week. Do we want to talk about Tim Patrick real quick?
Timmy P.
Not really. I still don't think you should play him.
Tim. Fine. Fine. But
he's cool.
What if I told you that in the last 2 weeks he had 66 and 70% snap share? Two of his three highest routes of the season. 17% target share. I think Jared Goff throws the ball at least at 40 times. You're looking at, you know, eight targets.
Ooh, eight targets seems like a lot for Tim Patrick. I'm thinking more like six.
What if I said seven?
I mean, I could accept that.
7.1?
No, that's not how it, that's not how it works. You can't get 0.1 of a target.
7.2? If I got you to seven, could I talk it into eight, Walker? What if one's a stupid little pop pass?
They're not going to run that with Tim Patrick. The slowest receiver on the team.
They'll never see it coming.
They're running it with Allen Robinson.
They're doing that thing where Tyreek Hill hides behind the offensive line and they're running a fake jet with Jameson Williams. And then Tim Patrick pops up and gets a little pop pass to go 4 yards because he still gets tackled by the nose tackle.
Ugh.
All right.
That would be some Ben Johnson bullshit to do, but not in a game where it's close.
No, that would be some Ben Johnson bullshit that he would do where Penei Sewell lines up as eligible and then they run that nonsense.
Hey, he almost threw it.
All right, on the Lions side, start everybody. Start them all. Start Sam Laporta. Start David Montgomery. Start Jahmyr Gibbs. Start Amon-Ra St. Brown. Start Jameson Williams. Start Jared Goff. Start them all.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's indoors. Buffalo's defense has looked pretty rough lately. Detroit's offense is good. They scored 34 points against the Packers on Thursday. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, and you should play most of the guys.
Mike, I hope it's not high-scoring. I don't care. It could be high-scoring except for Josh Allen. I'm going against Josh Allen in my redraft league, and I don't want anything. I don't want him to do anything.
Mike, you might want to sit down for this one.
Mike, big Lions fan.
I'm a huge Lions fan this week, yes.
Mike, you want to sit down? You might want to sit down for this one, bud. I've got some bad news about Josh Allen not scoring fantasy points. When he last week he literally scored more fantasy points than any quarterback ever has ever. Or maybe what if he averages out to just have normal Josh Allen game? 50 points last week and like 2 points this week.
15 points this week.
Oh no! Actually, my Josh Allen team's on bye. Do whatever you want, Josh Allen.
Just like I actually don't care. Don't care.
I do not care. All right, let's talk about the 1 o'clock games this week. Actually, pretty good. I would say Patriots Cardinals is the worst of the bunch, and it's still interesting because of Drake May and Marvin Harrison. So NFL, I don't know what you did with the 10 o'clock window, but the 1 o'clock window looking good. Steelers, Eagles. Steelers are 10-3. Eagles are 11-2. Philly, 5.5 point favorites. 41.5 point over under for the Steelers. No George Pickens. No Deshaun Elliott. No Larry Ogunjobi. Montrevious Adams, Calvin Anderson are both questionable. And for the Eagles, Britton Covey is out with a neck injury. So I think the first thing we need to talk about is how does Britton Covey being out, how does that change the face of the Eagles offense?
Well, it doesn't, but it does change who's going to return punts.
Is it me?
Yeah, I hope so.
That would be cool. Because, right up until I got hit.
Right, because you'd probably fumble, and that would be bad for the Eagles.
Ooh, yeah. No, dude, I think that low-key, I don't know what it is about how I feel about depth perception, but I feel like low-key catching a punt might be the hardest thing outside of hitting a baseball in sports.
No, I would not agree with that. I would say I could probably catch a punt, no problem.
Oh, wow. All right, Walker. Guess who's returning punts for the Eagles this week?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm definitely not doing it now. I'm Walker, not catching any of those motherfuckers.
Walker just doing the runaway sign to it as they're going towards the ball.
Yeah, run away. I just slap it right to the guy.
All right. Walker, you wanted to know about Russell Wilson in this one.
Is he going to serve up a Danger Witch?
Oh, damn.
Danger Witch. Spicy?
New spicy subs from Subway.
From what, 2 years ago?
Yeah. How long ago was the Danger Witch? Maybe even 3 years at this point?
I think it was 2 years ago, because it was 2 years in
Denver. Oh, it was, yeah, it still was Denver Russ. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it was when he left Seattle, and they were like, hey, Russell Wilson's cool now. And everybody's like, no, he's not. Stop this.
No, Russell Wilson's a loser. And then it took was him temporarily getting hurt and then going to a successful organization. And everybody was like, actually, I think Russell Wilson's cool again.
An organization that was like, what were they? Well, I can tell you what they were, because they've only lost one game with Russ. They were like 3-4-2 with Justin Fields.
Yeah. And 6-1 with Russ.
Yeah. So it's like, maybe it's not Russ. Have we considered it's not Russ?
It's a little bit Russ. It's just a little Russ.
A little Russ. But does he serve up a Danger Witch this week? No.
No, I wouldn't play him.
Yeah. Not without Pickens.
Are you a bad enough dude to start Russell Wilson on the road against Philadelphia?
You gotta be pretty badass.
I wish I was that cool.
Yeah. Instead, I'm going to play Bo Nix.
What's cooler, starting Russ on the road in Philadelphia or smoking one cigarette?
Definitely starting Russ, because smoking cigarettes is not cool.
Wrong. Have you seen how cool there's a reason why you can have people smoking cigarettes on TV, because it looks so cool.
I can't get with that. I don't agree.
Damn. Walker and I somehow accidentally recreating a 90s PSA.
Yeah. But Jeff, it's bad for you.
Oh, man. All right. Here's the real question. Are you bad enough, dude, to start Mike Williams?
Ooh, no.
No. It's going to be a million touches. It's going to be the world's slowest game while Pittsburgh has the ball, with a million touches to Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren.
This game's going to go under 41.5. It's going to be really, really disgusting. I think Pittsburgh wins like 19-17.
That sounds oddly familiar, that prediction, the 19-17 prediction.
Why is that?
Because that's the same prediction you made about the Chiefs last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that one was in game.
That's true.
So that was clouded by game action. This one's fresh, hot off the presses.
I hate to be clouded by game action. So what are we doing with the running backs on the Steelers?
Jaylen Warren, get him out of here.
Yeah.
Najee Harris, volume.
Najee Harris, high end flex, low end wide, or running back two. Almost did it, Jeff.
Call him a wide receiver too.
Almost did it.
Let's go, baby. I don't know what positions are. Pat Freiermuth.
Jeff's clueless when he's fucking. Doesn't know what positions are.
Whoa! Hello. Hello.
Mike liked that one.
What are we doing with Pat Freiermuth?
Playing him. Why not? They don't have anybody else to throw the ball to, and he's been scoring touchdowns.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, why not? He's a blob guy, so play him, don't play him, you know, whatever situation.
Whatever. I don't care.
I don't
Mike's
care.
Like, the world's ending, who cares? Eagles given up 4 tight end touchdowns in their last 4 games. I would start Pat Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth or Grant Calcaterra.
Definitely Pat Freiermuth on that one.
Yeah, I'd go Freiermuth over Calcaterra.
Pat Freiermuth or Dalton Schultz.
Firemouth.
I'm going with Pat.
Going with Pat. Firemouth or Jaco Fergo against the Cardinals. The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Fergo.
Fergo or Kate Otten?
Otten.
Completely unrelated question, but I'll go with Ferguson.
Did I say Fergo?
Yes.
I meant to say Freiermuth or Kate Otten.
Otten.
I think I need to point out something here that we record these podcasts after I work a 10-hour day.
Yes.
So I need some. I need everybody get off my back. I got brownies at work today.
Nice.
I got brownies at work today from a little old lady because instead of charging her $400 for a new mirror, I inserted 3 screws for free. Let's go, baby. Free brownies. Kind of brownies.
Now that's service.
Now that's service. What kind of brownies were they?
Yeah, the special kind of brownies.
There's a reason why I'm screwing everything up. All right. Speaking of screwing everything up, how will the Eagles blow it? Will it be because they give AJ Brown a squeaky wheel game?
No, that'll be because they don't do that.
What do we think? Mike, AJ Brown, squeaky wheel game?
Yeah, I think so, especially coming from AJ Brown. I think it's definitely going to be a squeaky wheel game.
Walker, what if I told you that AJ Brown made his Instagram photo?
The Joker. No,
the
I saw
damn it. Joker.
Yeah, I'm the Joker, baby.
He's AJ the Brown. Joker, baby. Yeah.
It's just not good.
Well, what is he complaining about? Jesus Christ.
He's not getting the ball. That's what he's complaining about.
Oh, my God. They're 11-2. Shut the hell up, dude.
Dude, no,
doesn't matter. He wants his stats.
Here's why
not,
I know
he's not going to be second team All Pro behind Amon-Ra St. Brown, who everybody says he's better than.
Here's the reason why I know why I would not. Stats. I would not make it in the NFL. If my team was winning and I got my contract, who cares? Give me one target a game. I don't care, because you know what happens if you don't get targets? You don't get hit.
That's right. And you make the same amount of money regardless of whether you get targets or not.
Kenny Galladay had the right idea.
Yeah, dude. Kenny Galladay is a king.
Get the bag and quit.
Albert Haynesworth, king.
Yeah.
Albert Haynesworth, get the bag, then literally just lay on the field.
Lay on the ground. No, I don't really feel like it.
We didn't talk about
that. Devondre Campbell?
Yeah, Devondre Campbell.
Devondre Campbell pulled a... Campbell pulled a Vontae Davis, rest in peace.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, huh?
Travarius Ward said he will get cut soon in his press conference.
Yeah, George Kittle in his press conference was like, yeah, man, if you're wearing the uniform, you're there to play. I don't know what else to say about this.
Yeah, yeah, it was rough. I think Kyle Shanahan was like, yeah, never seen that one before.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. But also, considering what Charvarius Ward has gone through this season and he's on the field, Devondre Campbell pouting because Dre Greenlaw, fan favorite, better football player than him, was starting over him. That's why he was pouting and didn't want to go into the game. Devondre Campbell, who gave up the game-winning touchdown run to Geno Smith. That was literally Devondre Campbell's fault. Your ass got benched because you suck at football now, Devondre Campbell. I'm sorry. Dre Greenlaw clears. Dre Greenlaw got a hit in the first quarter and then started yelling at Cooper Kupp, who was just standing on the sideline. And I was like, all right, let's go, baby.
Can we do these last 5 games in like 1 minute each?
Yes. Patriots
Cardinals. We have 5 games left.
Let's go, baby. 5 games left. And like one of them is good. Well, 2 of them, maybe.
Maybe 2.
Maybe Buccaneers Chargers. Definitely Packers Seahawks is going to rip. Patriots Cardinals. Patriots are 3-10. Cardinals are 6-7. Arizona, 6-point favorites in this one. 45.5 point over under. Injuries in this one. Javon Baker for the Patriots.
Remember Javon Baker, guys?
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, remember Javon Baker? Jacqueline Roy, folks? Anybody? Anybody? Succession? Caden Wallace are out. Christian Barmore, Kyle Duggar, Christian Gonzalez, Vidarian Lowe, and Cole Stranger are all questionable. For the Cardinals, rest in piss Amari DeMarcado. You're not playing. Neither is Blake Gillikin or Elijah Jones. Naquan Jones might play. And holy shit, the Cardinals have 2 punters on their injury report.
That is not right. Roy Lopez is not a punter.
That's not right? Okay. I was like,
what? He's a D-lineman.
I was going to say, that did not sound right to me, but they have 2. I copied and pasted this from CBS, so that's CBS.
CBS, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, get out of here. Leroy Jethro Gibbs on NCIS. Did you make this? Get out of here. All right. Free Space Patriots. Ramondre-ish? Like, I don't want to start Ramondre, but he's the guy you can start.
I mean, I would rather start Hunter Henry. than Ramondre at this point.
Mike?
Ramondre, yeah, I agree.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I just, Ramondre's just like a mid-flex at this point to me.
Ramondre or Tyrone Tracy?
Tyrone. Tracy.
Ramondre
or... You better call Tyrone.
Ring, ring. Ramondre or Rashad White?
Rashad White.
I might go Ramondre there.
Ramondre or Najee?
Najee.
Najee.
Ramondre or Sincere McCormick?
Ramondre.
Ramondre, yeah.
All right, let's flip this over to the Hunter Henry side. Hunter Henry or Zach Ertz?
Ertz.
Ertz, yeah.
Henry or fucker Kraft?
I gotta go with Kraft.
Yeah, fucker.
Kraft, I gotta go with Mac and Cheese, man.
All right. Hunter Henry or Mark Andrews?
Henry.
I forgot what I said. I think I said Andrews, so yeah, whatever I said, Andrews.
I'm pretty sure you did say Andrews, yes.
All right, and then would you start any of these guys over Hunter Henry? Ferguson, Freiermuth, Kincaid, Juwan Johnson, Dalton Schultz.
Only Ferguson.
Over who?
Over Henry.
Over Henry? Yeah, only Ferguson.
Hey, you know what's funny is I've gone through all these tight ends. I've gone all the way down to tight end 17. No intention of ever saying the name Kyle Pitts. All right. Question is, so Marvin Harrison Jr., we've been talking about how all season long, you don't really have to be starting him. The fact that he's a bust for fantasy football, not real life football. He's not a bust for real life football in the slightest. Is the fact that he's a bust for fantasy football the fault of the Arizona Cardinals or the fault of the fantasy football community for putting too high of expectations on Marvin Harrison Jr.?
That's an interesting question. I'm going to go with the fans on this.
The fans? Because they took him top five. So. Yeah.
I think it's both. I think the Cardinals don't use him right, and the fantasy community at large projected too good of a season.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards the fantasy community just because I tend to give players a bit of leeway their rookie year.
Yep.
It's just something that I do, unless they're Quentin Johnston. I tend to give players a bit of leeway their rookie year, especially because I did a few years ago. I looked into every rookie wide receiver that finished within the top 36. So only guys that were certifiably good for fantasy their rookie season. I divided the season into chunks of four. There were chunks where players just straight up disappeared.
Yeah.
And you've seen that this year with Marvin Harrison. He had a stretch of games where he had 45 yards, 36 yards, 0 yards, and 21 yards. Mm. It happens.
Yeah.
Granted,
yeah.
He's also had 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's had 64 yards and a touchdown, 111 yards and a touchdown, 60 yards and a touchdown. So I think that it's a mix of both. And I think that it's a cautionary tale for Marvin Harrison. We talked about this in the preseason. He had to have one of the best rookie years of all time to make this a good pick because he was wide receiver 9 by ADP. And that's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he was always going a little too high, and also it's been worst case scenario.
Yeah. So elsewhere on this team, you're starting Trey McBride. Does Trey mm-hmm. McBride score a touchdown this week?
No.
Yeah, why not?
Walker's wrong. He'll never score a touchdown. James Conner will score a touchdown. And Kyler is like quarterback 9.
12.
So if you have a guy that we've talked glowingly about, start him over Kyler Murray.
If you have a guy we have barely mentioned, do not start him over Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray or Desmond Ridder.
Whatever.
The only exception to that barely mentioned is please start Sam Darnold over Kyler Murray.
Yes, I would do that.
What about Jordan Love?
No.
No.
What about Baker Mayfield?
Yes.
No.
Speaking of Baker Mayfield, the Buccaneers take on the Chargers. The Buccaneers are 7-6. The Chargers are 8-5. This is a 45.5 point over under in this one. I'm taking Tampa Bay. The other two folks are taking the Chargers. Chargers, 3-point favorites. For the Buccaneers, KJ Britt, Mike Edwards, Cameron Johnson, Marquise Watts, and Antoine Winfield Jr. are out. Josh Hayes, Bucky Irving, Christian Eatson, J.J. Russell, Sterling Shepard, and Joe Troyon Shoyinka are all questionable. For the Chargers, rip in peace, Will Disley. We hardly knew ye. Jalen Reagor is also out. Denzel Perryman and Ladd McConkey are questionable. Walker, your question is about the Buccaneers and specifically the passing game.
Is Mike Evans the only passing game option we can trust?
Yes.
No.
Because Mike's going to say K-Dot. Yeah.
Yeah, Ade Cotton. Hell yeah.
I think Ade Cotton's moment in the sun. Yeah, I think his moment in the sun is over.
Mike? Yeah, I think he's just an ancillary option at this point.
Mike, do you have a rebuttal? Mike, your rebuttal.
Yeah, I think that they still targeted him. He had, 70 yards last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think he's a continuous threat. He lines up in the slot quite a bit as far as tight ends go. And they even use him in route trees when he's playing the wide tight end position. So, or the H for that matter. Yeah, I think you can trust him.
Your Honor, objection. Mike was talking as though he was answering the question, can you start K-Dot? And then he goes on his soliloquy, a diatribe, if you will. And then shoehorns in at the last moment, yeah, I'll trust him. But at no point did Mike say anything that indicated that he trusted K-Dot, only that he would start K-Dot.
Am I the judge in this circumstance?
The two Utes.
The judge is this Wolverine figurine that my wife's aunt gave me.
Oh, what does he think?
He says, sustained, bub.
Sustained. Okay. did he mean it?
No. I don't think bub that. Means? No. Okay. God bless it, Mike. Get out of here.
Podcast over.
I think that Kate Otten is a tight end you could start. I wouldn't want to, but I wouldn't say that he's a trustworthy tight end at this point. I would rather start Zach Ertz, who's available in 60% of leagues.
Same.
Like Zach Ertz or Kate Otten?
I'd go Ertz over Otten.
Okay, so, interesting.
Interesting.
Curious. If Bucky Irving plays, are we playing him?
Yes.
Yes.
If Bucky Irving plays, are we playing Rashad White?
Sure.
Yes.
I think Rashad White is a good flex if Bucky Irving plays. If he doesn't play, I think he is a smash play. And I hate Rashad White. So that says a lot. Mike Evans, you're going to play. Baker Mayfield, we already talked about.
So Chargers, Mike, what's your question?
Who's going to lead the
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. They all Pretty suck much. Ass.
They all do. That's why I'm curious on who's going to lead the
It doesn't the matter, up. Though. It does not matter.
Let Mike get his question out.
No. Fuck the Chargers running backs. The hit always got hurt again, and that ended it.
Okay, so Josh Jacobs over or under 105 total yards.
Oh, Mike just punted on the game entirely.
we're done, apparently.
Hold on. Ladd McConkey, are you waiting around for Ladd McConkey?
No.
I think it's completely dependent on your team situation, really. I mean, that seems like an individual case thing to me.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too, because the guys after him, you're diving into, well, if Quinn like Johnston.
You might be able to get Romeo Doubs. You might be able to get Roma Dunze. Oh, that's it.
You might be able to get Sincere McCormick if you throw him in the flex. You might be able to get Ray Ray McLeod against the Raiders.
Yeah, that's possible.
I just need to mention, real quick, Quentin Johnston. Put him into your DFS lineups this week. Just saying. Walker mentioned Quentin Johnston is a being open merchant. He caught
one catch for 70 yards and a touchdown incoming.
Two catches for 73 yards and a touchdown. hold on, let me pull this up really quick. Walker, talk about do a victory lap about Josh Palmer.
Yeah, that was a good call. Josh Palmer had a lot of targets while Ladd McConkey didn't play. So if you want to wait around for Ladd McConkey, just make sure you have a secondary option, I would say. He's a good player, so I can see why you would want to do that.
All right, here we go. Here's from Jeff Criscomus at jeffcrisco.bsky.social. On a recent pod at BD Drix, that's Walker Kelly, called QJ a being wide open merchant. On targets with 3+ yards of separation, he is 20 of 23 with 309 yards and 5 touchdowns. On his other targets, he is 6 for 36 with 105 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Is it good when you're catching 1/6 of your contested targets?
The thing that I did not put in this tweet, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have allowed 3+ yards of separation on the second most plays in the NFL. 3.9 yards per target, the second highest wide receiver separation at the point of target in the NFL per NFL Next Gen Stats. This is a game that Quentin Johnston's going to go off in. If he can catch the ball. And there's the rub. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say, Quentin Johnston, you should not start him. Unless you're in a huge hole. If you started two quarterback league, you started Matt Stafford and Brock Purdy. Oh boy. Get ready to possibly get lit down a third time. Because you got to need a Quentin Johnston style miracle to pull that off. So, all right. That was all I wanted to say about the Chargers. So let's talk about Packers Seahawks, shall we? Packers are 9-4. Seahawks are 8-5. Green Bay, 3-point favorites, 45.5 point over under on this one. For the Packers, Jaire Alexander, Javon Bullard, and Luke Musgrave are out. Corey Ballantyne is questionable. For the Seahawks, Kayvon Wallace, Bradley Russell, Jarek Reed, and Trey Brown are out. Kenneth Walker, Stone Forsythe, and Artie Burns are doubtful. Mike wants to know about Josh Jacobs in this game.
Over under 105 total yards.
Under.
I have to agree with Walker there. Seahawks have been they have locked it up lately. They are a good defense all of a sudden.
Give me 94 yards for Jacobs.
Give me 83. No touchdown.
I think he scored a touchdown.
Let's see. Seahawks have not allowed a running back touchdown since week 14.
That was last week.
Is that interesting?
Yep.
So they allowed. What if I told you that before that they didn't allow one since week 13?
That was the week before that.
What if I told you that before that they didn't allow one since week 8?
What if I told you? Is that true though?
That is true.
Okay, I was gonna say because sometimes you bullshit me.
No. James Conner last week, Isaiah Davis the week before, then Arizona, the Niners, and the Rams, no rushing touchdowns, which that was the Niners with Christian McCaffrey. So those three teams in a row is an interesting stretch for no running back touchdowns. Then it's James Cook, 2 touchdowns.
I mean, I think you're playing Josh Jacobs no matter what, though.
Oh, you are playing Josh Jacobs no matter what, but I think it's your expectations.
Sure.
I think at worst, he's like running back like 18. Like, you're still playing him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think he scores a touchdown.
All right, fair enough. Other places on the Packers, I don't think you should start most of these guys, to be honest.
I think you can start Fuckercraft. Can we go back to Jaden Reed? One target last week.
I would try not to.
Mike? Yeah,
I can't trust any of those Packer receivers.
I can't either. Christian Watson is in the, oh shit, I need to dig myself out of the Thursday Night Football hole. Mold, but guess what? He could easily get you 3 fantasy points. 3 fantasy points, 6 targets, 205 yard unrealized air yards. The Christian Watson experience.
I would love that.
Jordan Love, I would not start him in this game.
No,
definitely there are a lot not. Of guys I would start instead of Jordan Love. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, you're not starting Jordan Love in this matchup.
Jordan Love or Geno Smith?
Ooh.
Geno.
I'd have to go Geno as well.
Is Geno Smith the guy that you want to start?
No.
No.
All right. Walker, you want to know about a guy that Geno's throwing targets to in this game?
Yes. Is this going to be a DK Metcalf squeaky wheel game?
I mean, does DK Metcalf really have the grounds to have a squeaky wheel game? He's been involved. He just hasn't been productive.
Well, I'm just asking questions here.
Ooh, Walker just asking questions. No, I don't think it's a DK Metcalf squeaky wheel game. I think they continue to roll all the possible coverage that they can to DK Metcalf, and JSN goes off as being a 1B king, being a 1B merchant, JSN.
JSN is he's a winning one-on-one matchups merchant.
Yeah, that's right. But like DK Metcalf has been plenty involved, targets, 6, 9, 5, 9, 7, 11. Damn, this dude's a damn, hot dog on a roller thing. 7, 11, 7, 12, 6, 14, 4. That goes back to the beginning of the season. He's involved. He just isn't doing shit.
if you have DK, you're probably still playing him, but I don't know how you can be confident anymore.
If you have DK, I don't know how you have, like, if you have 3 wide receivers better than DK Metcalf, congratulations on your bye this week.
Yeah, probably. Unless your receivers that are better than him are, like, guys that you drafted later. You know, you've got Terry McLaurin, Khalil Shakir, and Jacoby Myers.
Damn, Khalil Shakir, Jacoby Myers, just like the 2 guys that are have been playing better than DK Metcalf that just make you go, I guess.
Sure, man, that's cool.
Yeah. Also, DK Metcalf sneaky been a version of Jacoby Myers lately. 5 catches for 61 yards per game since coming back from injury.
Damn, all is right. He giant Jacoby Myers?
No, giant Jacoby Myers is Wandale Robinson, folks.
Oh.
Ka-chow! All right.
He's small.
If Kenneth Walker doesn't play, Zach Charbonnet? Damn, I made a rhyme. Damn poet. Damn poetry in motion over here.
Yeah, if Walker's out, Charbonnet's a must-start, I think.
An absolute must-start, yes.
Okay. I don't think he's playing. In fact, I would say he's doubtful to play in this one.
I would agree.
Okay. If he plays, though, I don't want to play either one.
I agree. Yeah, I'm not playing Kenneth Walker at all. I don't care. Even if he's active, I'm not playing him.
Yeah, it's hard in this matchup to look at either one of these guys. Walker, even though he's injured or plays through an injury, it's not good against his defense. And then Charbonnet, again, you're dealing with a defensive issue.
Okie dokie. I got the Packers. Mike's got the Packers. Walker's got the damn Seattle Seahawks winning this one.
That's right.
All right. Let's talk about one of 2 Monday Night Football games this week. Disgusting, ESPN. I hate this.
And they both suck butt.
Bears-Vikings. Bears are 4-9. Vikings are 11-2. Minnesota 7-point favorites. 43.5-point over-under. We all got the Vikings winning this one. I honestly think Kirk Cousins should call up the Vikings and be like, double or nothing. Let's just switch these things around. So at least we'll have one game worth watching. DeAndre Swift and Roschon Johnson did not practice on Thursday or Friday. It's Travis Hover season, folks. Don't do that. Aaron Jones practiced in full on Friday despite dealing with a back injury. For the Falcons, they had no injury report of fantasy relevant players. And for the Raiders, Jacoby Myers was limited with an ankle injury, and Alexander Mattison practiced in full. Aiden O'Connell, they're putting up this like weird ruse like he's going to play. The man got taken off in an air cast. I know it's only a bone bruise, but come on. Come on, guys. Are we waiting around for Aiden O'Connell? No, I'm just kidding. And I just realized I went through all four games here for the injuries. My question for the Bears, is DJ Moore a free space player on this team?
No.
No, because I think it, I think everything is just too matchup dependent. Like this week, the running back situation is garbage, and Minnesota gives up a ton of yards to opposing receivers. So, like, I think it's a more interesting discussion about the receivers this week.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I mean, you're never playing Cole Kmet anymore. You're never playing any running back that isn't Swift. And I think there's situations where if the matchup sucked that DJ Moore wouldn't be a good play, you know?
Okay.
But in this matchup, I think, yeah, you're for sure playing him.
Yeah, so you're playing DJ Moore. DJ Moore or Brian Thomas?
DJ Moore.
I'll go Brian Thomas.
That's right, baby. DJ Moore or DK Metcalf, who we just talked about?
DJ Moore.
Moore.
DJ Moore or Jordan Addison on the other side of the ball?
Addison.
Got to give me Moore.
We want more. We want more.
More DJ.
DJ Moore or Zay Flowers?
DJ.
DJ.
DJ or Malik Nabers?
DJ.
DJ, yeah.
Last one, DJ or Jerry Judy?
Ooh, I'm going to go Judy.
DJ.
All right, Walker, very bullish on DJ. That's got, where do you have DJ ranked this week, Walker?
I don't want to tell you.
Is it top 12?
No, it's not that 12.
Is it?
14.
14. All right, Walker, very bullish on DJ Moore. Noted Chicago Bears fan, Walker Gelly.
I don't want to be associated with that kind of thing.
Walker, you mentioned it's a great matchup for the wide receivers in this one. I agree. Would you go so far as to advocate starting either Keenan Allen or Rome Odunze?
I think they are both like mid-tier wide receiver threes.
Mike,
but
what
they
do
have
you
high
think?
Upside because both of them have had multi-touchdown games.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So, I was going to say, either one can score two touchdowns any given game.
Was it Rome Odunze and who was the other one?
The other guy, Allen. Yeah. Keenan Allen, yeah.
Yeah, I got to go Rome Odunze.
Okay. Mike, big Rome Odunze head. But it sounds like neither one of you guys are like super in on Rome Odunze. You just prefer him. So I guess you would say the official stance is Rome if you want to.
Oh my gosh,
Rome if you want to. Rome.
Look. I know that he started off slow, but he has really come on lately. I just need to remind everybody, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Jesus
Christ. All right, let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings. Mike?
My turn. Sam Darnold. three-plus touchdowns?
No.
Yes.
No. Two.
Yes. Three.
Two touchdowns.
Three. Two to Justin Jefferson. One to Jordan Addison.
I'm gonna say one to Justin Jefferson and one to TJ Hockenson.
Whoa! Hockenson,
let's go.
No, TJ Hockenson is officially on my shit list for the rest of the season. I refuse to consider him at all ever.
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 This guy hates TJ Hockenson. It's unbelievable.
I do.
Might as well call him Kirby Joseph.
That's right, baby. I will not. What did you say? I will not be participating in that discourse.
That's right. I'm gonna pass.
I was thinking. I don't know why that popped into my head. Oh, because Tyler Higbee's coming back next week, so I thought about the Kirby Joseph thing. All right, that's game. Aaron Jones, running back two. Sam Darnold, top five quarterback.
Wrong.
Not a question. Statement.
Whatever. You should probably play him.
You should probably be playing him. Jordan Addison. I think you should probably be playing him too. Jordan Addison or DJ Moore?
You literally just asked this question.
Did I?
Yes.
Am I stupid? Jordan Addison or Jerry Jeudy?
Jeudy.
Jeudy.
Addison or Ridley?
Addison.
Addison.
Addison or the BTJ killer?
BTJ.
I'm really glad that BTJ is good this year, because if he was like real dog shit, the BTJ nickname or BTJ killer nickname would have been really bad. Yeah. All right. We got the Vikings winning this one. Let's talk about the last game of the week. Everybody huddled around, your fantasy matchups hanging in the balance of Falcons Raiders, baby.
The Desmond Ridder revenge game.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. The Ridder revenge game. All right. No injury report yet for the Falcons on this one. I already mentioned that. And then I mentioned Jacoby Myers and Alexander Mattison are dealing with ankle injuries. Walker, very interesting question about Darnell Mooney in 2025.
Where would he get drafted?
Do you want the joke answer or the serious answer?
Serious answer.
Okay. I think that they move to Michael Penix in 2025.
Okay.
So I think that a lot of the gains that he made with regards to like where he would end up in ADP with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, they take a step back. We're going to see a lot of people questioning, was this a one-year wonder thing, blah, blah, blah. Can Michael Penix sustain Darnell Mooney?
Okay, interesting.
So I'm thinking he's probably going to fall. If I had to guess, he would probably fall in that wide receiver 40 range next year. Like, okay. He's not
so
a top.
So where you thought he would be this year.
Correct.
Despite being way higher on him than most people.
Correct. Yeah. I think that's where he ends up next year, because people will remember that Darnell Mooney is a good football player, but then they'll also downgrade him because of the Michael Penix situation. So I think like wide receiver 40, I would say probably round 8, somewhere in there.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For wide receiver 40, that sounds right.
Yeah. Where you have your three guys and then you just start taking a stab at bench guys that could usurp one of them. So I think that that's where he'll end up next year.
All right, Mike, what's your take?
Yeah, I think he'll go as one of the higher wide receiver 2s as far as
The
team. He means wide receiver 2 on the team.
Okay. I thought Mike was like, he's going to be wide receiver 14 next year. I was like, holy shit.
No. So that puts him like, 35 to 40. I would imagine something like that. About the same range Jeff has.
Okay, what was the meme answer, Jeff?
Oh, in fantasy drafts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where does he get drafted?
I thought the meme answer was going to be pick 6.9.
Oh, no, it was going to be in fantasy drafts.
I would say I think he'll go top 36. I'll say Darnell Mooney ADP next season. What is it? It's 12-13 2024. So on 8-13 2024, his ADP will be wide receiver 32.
Oh, wow. I have to figure out a way to. I'm gonna set a reminder to myself for 8/13/2025. It's just gonna say check Darnell Mooney's ADP. I'm gonna go, why the fuck did I set this alert?
You definitely should. Just and no, don't put any explanation.
Set reminder. All right, I'm gonna do that. Yes, I'm gonna be setting that 8/13/2020.
And just put in the description Walker.
Just Walker?
Yeah. Maybe that'll jog your memory.
I don't think that will.
Because that in 8 months, you're going to DM me and be like, hey, what was this?
What was this? Yeah. All right.
And then I'll be like, oh, my God, I have to check Darnell Mooney's ADP.
All right. So for the Falcons in this game, what are we doing with them?
Kirk Cousins coming off. Fuck off challenge.
Kirk Cousins playing against a good matchup this week challenge.
I kind of like Kirk Cousins this week just because.
Yeah.
Mike always likes Kirk Cousins.
I do like Cousins. But he's been bad for what last 5 weeks or whatever it's been.
The last 4 weeks, no touchdowns, eight picks.
So
he's due.
Shut up. That's not how it works.
It's going to work. It's absolutely going to work.
The fact of the matter is that it definitely will work now that both of you are ganged up on me.
Yes.
On paper, no. I don't want to start Kirk Cousins at all.
I don't think you should start Kirk Cousins, but I think he gets up off the mat.
Do I think he'll throw a touchdown? Yes.
Do I think he'll throw two touchdowns? Yes.
Two touchdowns, yes.
No.
Do I think he throws three touchdowns? Yes. Four? Three. Perhaps. Five? I could see it. Six? Probably not. Seven? Yes.
I can see it. Seven, yes.
No, I think Kirk Cousins gets like 202. Just like a yeoman's like, oh, this guy's not dog shit right now game.
Give me 221 yards, one touchdown, one pick.
Okay. Do you want to hear an insane stat that I heard today?
Okay.
Kirk Cousins has been in the pocket for 99.6% of his dropbacks this season.
That's dope, man. That's so sick.
Wow.
My guy is simply not running.
Not moving at all whatsoever. Oh man.
I love to get to the back of my drop back and just stand there and wait.
He's going either this ball's going out or I'm going down. One of these two things is going to happen. We will not be moving from this position.
Maybe in the pocket. It's going down.
Kirko's last stand. Like Custer's last stand. All right.
Bijan for sure. I think he should probably still play Drake London. Darnell Mooney is a speculative like fringe wide receiver three.
And I need a classic Walker stance on Kyle Pitts here.
He can go to hell.
That's right. All right, Mike, do you kind of like Kyle Pitts this week?
Hell no.
All right, good.
Let's go.
All right. Let's go, baby. Kyle Pitts, go straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
More like Kyle shits.
Woo! Shit. Bam, bam, bam. That's poop, folks. All right, do we have to talk about, speaking of poop, do we have to talk about the Raiders?
Free space team. You play Jacoby Myers. You especially play Brock Bowers. Jeff added on an addendum. Sincere McCormick, ? Mike, do you want to play Sincere McCormick?
No.
If you are playing Sincere McCormick, congratulations, you have already lost.
Yeah, yeah. Your chances of win are sincerely not good.
Yeah. Paprika boy over here.
This guy, he ripped open a pack of taco seasoning, just dumped it on some ground beef and said it was tacos. That's bullshit. It's not tacos.
Oh my god. I just got the mental image of Sincere McCormick doing the Skittles celebration, but it's a package of taco seasoning.
No, it's cooked ground beef in taco seasoning and he's dumping it on.
Oh my god.
Just a bag of soggy beef.
That's the episode title. A bag of soggy beef.
Soggy beef. Oh,
god damn it. Right under the gun too.
Oh boy, thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back on Tuesday or Wednesday to discuss all of these games. We'll be back for week 16 and then week 17 we'll be doing the preview, but I made an executive decision, one episode in week 17.
That's right. Yes. No post view.
Nobody cares. So starting week 18, we'll be back to one episode a week. So Walker has their ranks up on the website, footballabsurdity.com. If you want somebody to ramble and then say, I don't know, and then check Walker's ranks, I will be doing the live stream on Sunday morning.
And if you want to watch me, I don't know, what do I do on Blue Sky? I post bullshit and like gently flirt with my friends.
Let's go. Check out Walker at bdrix.bluesky.bsky.social.
That's right. You can watch me beg for attention.
That's right. But what I was saying was the live stream on Sunday morning. It's on YouTube starting at 9 a.m. Pacific. We give We used to start at 8:30, and then it would just be Evan and I going, I wonder when the inactives are coming out. We need the inactives. So now we start at 9. We'll answer all your questions. Jesse Single, fuck off. Get off of Blue Sky. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the world's greatest podcast.